And now this is a dictation for Daniel Holbein. H-O-H-L, B as in boy, E-I-N. December 1, 52. Addresses a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Mr. Holbein. Chronic kidney disease. Membranous nephropathy, nephrotic syndrome, likely from exposure to MOVIC, M-O-V-I-C. At that time, there were complications of acute renal failure, deep vein thrombosis. He has a personal and family history for factor 5 Leiden deficiency. Last visit in September, no hospital visit. For the most part, a stable weight, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minimal foaminess of the urine, no infection, cloudiness of blood, persistent minor edema left sided from the prior DVT, normal on the right, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, review system is negative, medication list review, low dose of lisinopril 10 milligrams, no anticoagulation, on cholesterol triglyceride treatment, present blood pressure 130/70 on the right sided. Alert to the intestine 4, no respiratory distress, lungs cardiovascular normal, minimal edema on the left, non-focal, very pleasant, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, March, creatinine 1.27, which is baseline, representing a GFR upper 50s. This is likely stage 3. I don't agree with the calculations, GFR better than 60. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal glucose, malanemia 12.8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 stable, no progression. Prior acute kidney injury at the time of nephrotic syndrome, triggered by MOVIC exposure, likely membranous nephropathy, complications of deep vein thrombosis, given his history of factor 5 Leiden deficiency, all that has resolved. Minimal proteinuria, non-nephrotic range, blood pressure well controlled, tolerating low dose of ACE inhibitors, continued cholesterol triglyceride treatment, anemia has not required EPO treatment, there is prior history of prostate cancer surgery, and prior urinary retention that has resolved. Come back in 6 months.